This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us today. Matt Doyle producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. We're joined by Tori Fields. She is the program manager for the High Value Solutions for Blue Shield of California. She leads the development and implementation of programs that support people with serious illness and their families. And she is also affiliated with the Manship School for a little while. And it's great to have you in Baton Rouge, Tori. And tell us about how your collaboration came about with Louisiana State University and this forum that will take place involving the LSU Health Center in New Orleans.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me. It's a great honor to partner with the Riley Center and come to Louisiana to talk a little bit about how do we improve serious illness care in the state and nationally. Our partnership came about in a way. I was outreached to by the Riley Center in partnership with Navion, which is an organization that focuses on helping patients and families better navigate end-of-life decision-making. And I have been an advocate on a national level in improving not only end-of-life decision-making, but also services and programs that support people staying in their home and being able to be supported as they are going through serious illness or are at end-of-life. Mm-hmm. The Riley Center team asked last year if I would be willing to come and spend some time for the rest of the week, this week, with all of you.
Well, Tori Fields will be involved as the moderator of a panel called Designing a Better End, Transforming the Way We Look at Palliative and End-of-Life Care. And tell us about where this will be and how people can participate if they so wish.
Designing a Better End, the panel in thinking about how we transform palliative and end-of-life care, will be on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at LSU Health, New Orleans Health Human Development Center. And if you're interested and would like to attend, you can register by going to www.lsu.edu/Riley Center.
Tori, what do you want to accomplish? A lot of times we have these people and they say insightful things, and let's face it, they go in one ear and out the other. But this is something that is an issue that I think everybody in the listening audience will have to deal with, either personally or someone close to them, very soon. This is something that we can't evade. Death catches us all, and at some point we have to deal with how we get from here to there.
Absolutely. And it's not only that death catches us all, but we are finding ourselves to be caregivers more and more often. And so what I really hope to accomplish is to increase access to care, to make it easier for people and their families to navigate the system by actually putting into place policies and programs that help people navigate, understand what their goals are, and help to prepare caregivers to speak for their loved ones if they need to. And a lot of that needs to be accomplished by bringing together both the public and the private sectors, the financial and the healthcare sectors, and starting to have conversations about how we change policy and how we might cover services for people who need care. What we do know is that the number one source of personal bankruptcy in this country is actually medical bankruptcy. And many of those individuals who face medical bankruptcy are in a serious illness or end-of-life situation. So my goal is really to focus on how do we make it so that people are able to stay in the center of their care, that they can stay in control and maintain autonomy, and that they have access to the care they need at an affordable price.
It's Thursday, 5:30 at the LSU Health Center in New Orleans. Tori Fields of Blue Shield of California, who's with the Manship School and the Riley Center for Media and Public Affairs. They have collaborated with LSU Health in New Orleans for this event about end-of-life care. And we've had other guests on this program through the years say that the last year of life, usually people ring up medical bills that often exceed the entire cost of their care for the remainder of their lives. It is something, as you say, it has a personal, spiritual, and financial component to it.
It does. And this is something that we have the ability to change if we come together and have meaningful conversations about moving the ball forward. We cannot get out of it. We actually do need to have these conversations because, as you say, not only is this bankrupting individuals, but it has a huge impact on the overall cost of healthcare at a national level, at a state level, and at a personal level, which makes it even harder for all of us to access the care that we need at the right time.
Well, thank you for coming to LSU and moderating this forum and participating with the LSU Manship School and Riley Center for Media and Public Affairs. Again, it's 5:30 on Thursday in New Orleans at the LSU Health Center. Tori, this is something you deal with on a regular basis in California, and I don't care whether it's California or Louisiana. This is something that everybody has to deal with, don't they?
Absolutely. This is one topic that really, truly unites us all.
Well, it's a case in which you're at front and center as the moderator. A listener asks, do you know who some of the others who will be participating in the event will be?
Yes, we have. I'm just taking a look, just making sure I have my bases covered. We have Jamie Boudreau, who will be speaking with me, Susan Nelson. So Jamie Boudreau is the Executive Director of the Louisiana and Mississippi Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. Dr. Susan E. Nelson is a board-certified internal medicine, geriatrics, hospice and palliative medicine physician from the Ochsner Health System. And we have Dr. Emily Vincent, who serves currently as the medical director for my counterpart in Louisiana, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana.
All right, very good. Phil in Jefferson Terrace has been waiting patiently. Phil, please be brief. You are on the air with Tori Fields of Blue Shield of California. We'll be moderating this healthcare discussion about end-of-life care Thursday, 5:30, New Orleans. Phil, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. And yeah, we're going through this ourselves. Just saying that information about people that have Alzheimer's and or dementia, I think there's at some point where they cannot be left alone. So you have that choice of how to deal with that. And do you know how many nursing homes there are in Louisiana that are set up for this?
All right. Tori, do you want to take that? That's a question.
Absolutely. I truly apologize for your experience and wish you the best of luck. I, too, am going through dementia as a caregiver with my mother, so I definitely understand. There is a point in time for some people with dementia or Alzheimer's disease where it may not be safe for the family or for the patient to stay at home, and they might need additional care. Some organizations, some health insurance companies do pay for these types of services, and there have been some federal policy changes that have been made in the last year to actually expand what we would call supplemental benefits, so benefits that actually support people with serious illness, and making sure that we are addressing these issues of being able to cover people having to be outside of their home or needing additional care for their loved ones with Alzheimer's and dementias. Unfortunately, I do not know off the top of my head what number of nursing homes in the state of Louisiana have the setup for palliative care or our memory care facilities. But what I would suggest for you to take a look at are memory care facilities, and to speak to somebody, reach out to the Louisiana Mississippi Hospice and Palliative Care Organization, and they would be able to help steer you in the right direction.
Well, thank you for joining us. Tori Fields will be the moderator for Thursday's event, 5:30 p.m. LSU Health Center in New Orleans, Designing a Better End, Transforming the Way We Look at Palliative and End-of-Life Care. Appreciate it, Tori. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And as the week goes on, I'm sure we'll be talking about LSU football. The Tigers are now in the top five in both national polls. And by virtue of a 45-38 win over Texas in Austin, the Tigers are riding high. The quarterback, Joe Burrow, two games this year, 54 of 66 passing for 749 yards and 9 touchdowns. Not a bad start for a guy who came here a few years ago, and he was an uncertain prospect, but he has delivered, and it should be quite a season for LSU. We'll follow it with you. Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial.